If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
Hello. Welcome back to Don't Hiss News, the podcast. If you're new here, welcome. It's your girl, Kachetta Cherie. Today, we're keeping it simple and straight to the point. I know I usually come in here hyped with the energy and words to match, but today we're dialing it back just a tad. And honestly, I think it's fitting because when it comes to self-reflection, sometimes you need the quiet to hear what your soul is trying to tell you. So if you've been moving on autopilot or avoiding the hard truths, this episode is your wake-up call. So let's get into it. This episode is called Don't Sleep on Self-Reflection. And it's all about taking stock of the past year, what worked, what didn't, and how to bring those lessons into the new year. So if you've been feeling stuck or overwhelmed, wondering how to make the next year better, or even taking it slow the next quarter, then stick around. We're going to unpack this together. You know, a lot of people see the new year as a reset button, like the new year, new me concept. But here's the truth. There is no reset without reflection. If you don't take the time to look back and really assess what worked and what didn't, you're simply just carrying the same baggage into the next season. We're not doing that. Reflection is like cleaning out your closet. You pull everything out, decide what to keep, what to let go of, and what needs fixing. And y'all know I'm a huge proponent of decluttering. And so it's simply that. Take stock. Go with what works and toss what doesn't. And then decide if you need to improve upon something. Either way, you pull everything out, decide what to keep, let go of, and what needs fixing. In short. So the same goes for your habits, your mindset, and even your relationships. It's not always easy, but it's necessary if you want to make space for what's next. Reflection isn't just about looking back. It's about seeing clearly. It's about letting go of the stories that you've been telling yourself so we can get to the truth. How often do we skip this part, though? We set goals for the new year without even asking ourselves what kept us from hitting last year's. We jump into these new opportunities, these shiny things, without even learning from the ones that we ultimately fumbled. But here's the thing. Reflection isn't a luxury. It's a discipline. And Psalm 139 says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts." That's what reflection is. It's allowing God to hold up a mirror and show us not just what we've been, but where He's calling us to go. Now we're going to get into Celebrating what worked. Let's start with the wins. What worked for you this year? What were the moments this year that felt good, that maybe made you proud, or that brought you closer to the person that you want to be? Was it a boundary you set that protected your peace? Two snaps for that. Was it starting a new project, a new habit, or even just showing up on the days where you felt like giving up? Sometimes we downplay our progress because it doesn't look like somebody else's. But let me remind you, your wins, no matter how small they seem, deserve to be celebrated. Gratitude changes everything. It keeps you grounded in what God has already done and opens your heart to what He's about to do next. Maybe it was a habit that you finally stuck with. Maybe it was saying no to things that drained you. Or maybe it was simply making it through another year when things were hard. Again, whatever it was, take a moment to acknowledge it. Self-reflection isn't just about, you know, fixing what's broken. It's about honoring what's already working. Because when you celebrate your wins, you build that confidence to create more of them. And now we're going to get into learning from what didn't work. That's key. This is the tough part. What didn't work this year? Was it a plan that didn't go as expected? A goal that fell through? A toxic relationship that drained you? Or maybe it was you standing in your own way, procrastinating, self-sabotaging, or doubting your worth, or hey, all of the above. And where did you feel stuck, frustrated, or out of alignment? Ask yourself, what's the lesson here? What can I do differently next time? And how can I invite God into this process to help me grow? This isn't about beating yourself up. It's about calling a thing a thing. The things we ignore don't go away. They just show up in different ways. So, what's the root of this struggle? Number one. What lesson is here for me? Number two. And how can I lean on God for wisdom and strength as I move forward? Number three. If you've been writing anything down, you've been pausing and playing and really toying with these ideas and questions, either way you want to put it, write the question down and take some time to answer the question. All of the questions, all of the thought processes, all of the wow. God bless me. Triply blessed. I'm gonna leave that in there. Okay, so that just gave me so much encouragement. And for this last part, I'm excited because these are the lessons that we're going to carry into the new year. And I know I had an episode about the things that I'm giving up for the rest of the year and into 2025, etc. And really, reflection isn't just about that looking back part. I want to emphasize that because it's about moving forward with intention. So now that we've unpacked what worked and what didn't, let's talk about next steps. How can you take these lessons into the new year? Here's the framework that I'm working with for next year. One, keep What works? Double down on the habits, relationships, and routines that align with your purpose. 2, let go of what doesn't. Release the things, people, and mindsets that no longer serve you. And 3, try something new. Don't be afraid to step out in faith and trust that God's got you. I said this in another episode as well, but you cannot mess it up. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:9, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. It's great to have goals, but don't forget to leave room for God to redirect you. Start with clarity. What do you want to carry forward? What do you need to leave behind? And how can you set yourself up for success spiritually, mentally, and emotionally? This is where faith meets action. Pray over your goals. Write them down. Write them down. Break them into steps. And remember, it's not about perfection. It's about progress. All right, love. That's it for today's episode. I hope this episode gave you something to think about and a nudge you need to carve out time for reflection. If you're feeling inspired, take some time after this to journal or just sit with your thoughts. And remember, self-reflection isn't a one-time thing. It's a practice, a rhythm of sorts, and a way of staying connected to your purpose. And this isn't just about closing out the year. It's about stepping into the next one with clarity, purpose, and God at the center.
And that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you're walking away feeling empowered, encouraged, and ready to level up, even if it's just one small step at a time, because that's what counts. 1% greater every day. And remember, this journey is about doing it for God, for your legacy, and for you. And we're in this together. So whether you're a mom in the thick of it or a woman on the come up, just know that you've got community here. Don't hit snooze on your greatness. Don't hit snooze on you. And definitely don't hit snooze on God. Let's keep pushing, keep praying, keep growing. And I'll see you in the next one. Fly out the valley.